The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to put us in a position where we are able to really center ourselves upon that which is the truth of our own beings, that gets us beyond all of the racism, the sexism, the speciesism, and all of those artificial lines of demarcation that have us thinking that there is someone who deserves or deserves less to live in the fullness of that which we are, for we are each these living, loving, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself. And we need to be held consciously and considerably ever more emphatically and impassioned in the reality of the blessing of our own beings with each and every breath, with every beat of our heart, with every step that we've taken, to realize that there is nowhere we can go, there's nowhere we have been where we have not benefited by the lives and the expenditure of life force of other people whose names we cannot even call, whose labor can only be remembered by the strength of the structures that they laid foundation for. We who are in this now moment of eternity are going to be held completely accountable and responsible for being able to respond correctly and directly to that which is true need in our now moment of eternity. We are here not to just pursue folly, not to continue to perpetuate that which is no light, that which is not facilitated with love, that which has no intent or integrity or ethic or morality. You and I are here by virtue of the lineages that we represent, to represent them and the intelligence of our existence on behalf of the whole of existence itself, and whatever social, economic, cultural, separatist types of things that we've taken upon ourselves in terms of becoming capitalists and socialists and communists and this is and that is and the other, we need to be consistently reminded that we are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. Our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our lives, our soul, every atom, every cell, every fiber of our being is completely permeated in the intelligence of existence. And that intelligence is older than all of the religions. It's older than all of the scriptures. It's older than the legacy of all of the saints and the saviors and the prophets and the gurus and all of that. It is that which is absolutely beginningless and endless, infinite and eternal, and the intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to be able to perpetuate itself, regardless of the circumstances and situations that those who have no light or wisdom or love have created. For they are here only for a time and only for a season, and they have operated consistently without real reason. And their acts and actions and failures of actions have proven themselves to be divisive, distorting, dysfunctioning, and put us in a position where each one of us has responsibility to become completely responsible, able to respond to that which is the will of existence itself. For when we look at the wheel of existence, it continues to move, it continues to go, it continues to grow, it continues to expand. We are on a planet, spaceship, Mother Earth, that is like a cell within the body of the Creator, and she is journeying into greater degrees of her own self-reflection, her own self-healing, self-renewal, and rebirth and resurrection. For the Earth herself is absolutely deserving, even more deserving than most of the people on her, for absolute liberation, because she has been consistent through all of this time in doing that which she was purposed and created to do as a university of cosmic wisdom, as that which gives birth and nourishes the physical existence and the material existence of all orders of being that have opportunity to participate in the reality of spiritual existence in a material realm realm, in the material world, you and I are in that now moment where we need to prepare ourselves by cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, and assessing the truth of what is really on our minds and in our hearts, and coming to a point where we are ever more graciously appreciative of the blessing of our breath, the blessing of our heartbeat, the blessing of the reality of our being, our legacy, our lineages, and the sacrifices of those who have come before us. For we have not been licensed and cannot be licensed and authorized by a system and government that has proven itself absolutely lawless. They act as if there are no laws for which they shall completely be held accountable or responsible, that they can do anything to anybody, any being, anywhere, at any time, and suffer no consequences. I am here to remind you all to not be consistently baffled and bamboozled by those who are liars, murderers, and thieves. There is no way that you can be held as an intelligence of existence and not be held accountable for being able to function as an intelligence of existence, which are harmonized in the Creator's will to work towards the perpetuation of existence. For every being lives and does that which is necessary to perpetuate its own kind. So those of us who are human and those of us who are kind of human are to be held completely accountable and responsible for being able to consciously accept our responsibility to be about the business of perpetuating our lives, to work collectively, conscientiously, collaboratively on behalf of all of life in the perpetuation of life. And understanding that in that duty, obligation, and responsibility, it allows us to fulfill our contract in being so that we may truly be exalted in our purpose, duty, obligations, and responsibilities. To be able to respond correctly and directly as intelligences of existence is where we are now, where we should have been and have been accountable and responsible, regardless of what edicts we were following, regardless of what lies and what doctrines and all of that, because life itself is absolutely lawful. It is absolutely lawful. For the world does not go round by virtue of the agreements and the games of agreements of a lawless people. It does not maintain and sustain itself by the perpetuation of a capitalistic or world conquering, dominating agenda of so much of the people to conquer the majority of the peoples of this planet. It is by the initiative of the intelligence of all of existence and its law and its order that the earth will continue to move forward as a being, as a cell within its own body. So that we have to come to that point of proper perspective in realizing where we are, and we exist as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence. And that presence has never died, neither has the earth ever died. And we are the sons and daughters of that essence and presence and life force. And Mother Earth has maintained and sustained generations and generations and generations and generations and generations of us, and she's never died. So why should we be dying here? Why are you seeking your own demise so impassionedly, so emphatically, so ignorantly, so thoughtlessly, pursuing your death when nothing else in existence does that? How is it that you can justify the intelligence of your own being and be on a cataclysmic ride with demise at the same time, by continuing to be in complicity to your own oppression, by continuing to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, sugar sweetened, artificially sweetened, carbonated, caffeinated, nicotine teen type of things, which set up degrees and layers of poisons upon poisons upon poisons in the form of chemicals which saturate your tissues, poison your bloodstream, disease your heart, poison your brain, and put you in a position where you no longer have the capacity to think and to respond appropriately as an intelligence of existence, purpose for the perpetuation of existence on behalf of the whole of existence itself. You've lost your way. You've disconnected with your inherent purpose in existence and therefore are put in a position where your lives, your being is completely expendable here because life itself has no need and has no use for people who will not commit unto it. For it has completely committed unto us with each and every breath. There is no way it has left us. It has not escaped us. And even if we had momentary transits into that space that looked like death, we were brought back. There are so many of us who have been saved so many times, and we were not saved so that we could seek our own demise. You and I, who are wombed men and men, are the perpetuators of lineages of people and the progenitor of lineages of people. Everything that we consume and bring into our body affects our lineages, so that now we've come to that point as a result of the sophistication of the intent of those who are bastardizers, those who spread disease, those who spread distortion and dysfunction, those who conquer by dividing families, by sowing swords, you know, between generations of mothers and fathers and daughters and mothers and sons and fathers and children with their grands. You and I are here to affect the healing that needs to happen in our now moment. We cannot continue to perpetuate lies and garbage and bolt. We have that opportunity now to do what is yet to be done in terms of really coming to that point of commitment to life, commitment to love, commitment to law, commitment to wisdom, commitment to truth, commitment to potency, commitment to effectiveness, commitment to power, commitment to do that which is necessary so that we may be completely reattuned, realigned, and reinstated in the integrity, ethic, and morality of what it is to be human. And for those who choose to continue to play and play and play as if you have an opportunity to come back again and get it right, play on. Play on. And in your playing, realize that there's a greater glory that you may never capture. Play on, not realizing that you are being the chain, the weakest link in the chain of lineages that you represent, and they will not forget you when you've moved to the other side prematurely, unexpectedly, unnecessarily, because you did not commit yourself and recommit yourself unto life. And the laws that govern life and the laws that govern our being continued in existence. For we are looking and witnessing a time where all nations and all races and all governments of people will be receiving their judgment for having forgotten their purpose, duties, and obligations and responsibilities in being. You cannot be authorized by law, by life, by the intelligences of existence to function as government, and you have no commitment to the well-being of the earth, the well-being of the creatures of the earth, or the well-being of the people who constitute your constituents, regardless of what continent you may be on. We are existing on one planet that functions as a whole thing, and where there is distortion and degradation and defamation and whatnot, it spreads from one place to the next. It affects every order of existence. And so our consciously coming to that point where we seek with our whole body, heart, mind, and soul to be instituted, reinstituted, realigned as the hands of God and Goddess lifting and uplifting, that we ask wholeheartedly to be put into harmony with our purpose, because it is time now for us to reclaim our lost light. History doesn't give it to you. Education doesn't give it to you. Money doesn't give it to you. You have to ask for that. You have to apply yourself wholeheartedly to that. You have to cry for that, to beg for that, to pray for that, to apply yourself in every situation and circumstance for the ability to respond correctly. And as we have seen generations under siege by the weapons of mass destruction, the weapons of mass dysfunction, the weapons of mass distortion, the tobacco, alcohol, sugar, dairy, meat, chicken, and fish, whose presence has been instituted in our homes and upon our lineages for several generations now, on every corner, across and or down the street from every church. We have now come to a point where we must make a complete commitment and stand not to support those businesses, those industries, those corporate deities of death, by creating within ourselves a wholehearted affirmation to life. Oh, life and light, we love you with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, and souls, and we ask for forgiveness for our complicity thus far. We ask for our cleansing, purification, renewal, and rebirth so that we may see and be witness and take part in the healing of our planet, in the healing of our global family, in the healing of our own lineages on behalf of the establishment of your absolute law, order, and peace, which is that which is sufficient to take care of every living thing. We realize that there is nothing stamped for success that is outside of the order of your order, that is outside of the order of your will, that is outside of that which is best on behalf of all orders of existence itself. Let those who really continue to deal with the lies of speciesism and bigotry and racism and sexism come into a much greater light, that they can be reinstated and forgiven and repent from the wickedness of their own ways and the damage that they've done to other beings, physically, mentally, psychically, and the damage that we are doing to our Mother Earth as a result of the negativity that is being generated with our own words, with our own thoughts, and our own ideas. For we are now in that point of intensity where every being that has heartbeat and breath needs to be in consistent prayer. 24 hours a day praying for cleansing and healing and realignment and reattunement with that which is light, that which is right, that which is order, that which allows us to truly live our lives with the degrees of rejoicing, knowing that we are here as the heirs of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, disciples of truth. We call forth the legacy, the strength of the legacy of the lineages that we represent. We must come to that point where our unification has to take place within our own desire to be completely rectified and realigned with that which is life itself, that which is the integrity of life itself, that which is the reason and purpose and duty and obligation in living itself. For there are no other initiatives that will be sufficient to give us the degrees of potency and effectiveness and harmonization to stand on behalf of all orders of existence. And there is no triumph outside of that. There is no liberation outside of that. There is no way that we can truly be successful when we don't have a wholehearted desire to serve the purposes of existence, to consciously seek to be completely filled to overflowing with the vibrancy and the brilliance and the radiance of conscious living, conscious being, conscious loving, conscious giving, conscious doing, as these points and parts of an absolute and eternal presence that does on behalf of all orders of existence, not just humanity. Humanity constitutes 1/10 of the total life force that exists upon this planet. And if less than 3% of humanity is working towards the detriment of the other 97% of the planet, and the other 3.5, 70, 80% of the people are completely inept and incapable and unable to respond appropriately, understand that the people have to be moved off the planet, because the planet and all of that which it serves under the Creator's purposes will not be sacrificed. The order of, on behalf of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, no truth, and will not take the time with their own voices to call for the cleansing of their own faculties so that they may be kept in accordance and harmonization and attunement with the Mother that provides them the fullness of all of that which is their earthly experiences and lays foundation for that which will be our reality as we consciously seek to be qualified for continued existence after our earth residency. If you have to die, don't let yourself die because you were so disobedient, disrespectful, and disregarding that there was law that governed your life. Don't allow the forces of death, those who work against life, those who make life a past tense reality, as the devil does, L-I-V-E-D-D-E-V-I-L. The devil are those forces that work against the continuation and continuity and integrity of living. And those forces, the satanic forces, which are in cahoots with the Luciferian forces, which are your governments, and the satanic forces, which are your religions and your churches, that have not taken the time or the responsibility to tell you the truth of your own power and your potency, your own greatness, and giving you the real keys of how to live, how to eat, to live, how to love, how to be, how to really, really come to that point of personal ethic, integrity, and morality, where that which is light and love and peace and truth and joy and rejoicing is our reality. That's what the governments should be doing. That's what the schools should be doing. That's what the hospitals should be doing. That's what all of the agencies that have organized themselves should be completely committed to, the integrity of life and light. And where they are not, you have people dying massively, regardless of whether the earthquakes here or there, or how many are being wiped out by the floods or the storms or the hurricanes. You have tens of thousands of people dying every day in America as a result of being bastardized by the corporate deities of death, which have been influenced toward in that way by your educational system, by your business community, and supported by your churches. So it is our time that everybody, regardless of where you serve, come to a point where we all seek to be cleansed and purified, so that wherever we are, we can function in the integrity of that which we are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of this absolutely phenomenal reality of existence, as intelligence, as life, as light, as wisdom, as truth, as a personification of that which is absolutely divine. You and I are in that now moment of eternity that requires us to be able to respond correctly to having been under siege. For the methodology of oppression has been to oppress at the cellular level, so that the methodology of liberation has to take place at the cellular level. Your education not really do you as well as if you took the time to cleanse and purify and renew the integrity of the intelligence of your own being with each and every breath, with every heartbeat, and everything that you do. And calling for the ability to do that which is in your own best interest. Every now and again, we should hold ourselves still to consider exactly where we are in the light of intelligence, in the love of all of life, and to look ourselves in the eyes every day in a way that allows us to perceive the phenomenalness of being directly, for every eye is an eye of the absolute. Every eye that sees, sees because it is an eye of the absolute. Every eye through every creature, through every being throughout this place is a point and part of the personification of the intelligence of existence. And we were told not to kill. So killing and feeding off of the flesh of that which has been killed and bringing beings into this world so that they can rot in your intestines is part of the bastardization process that is going on, that has turned our mothers and fathers into rapists and molesters of their own children, that has put us in positions where generations are in darkness. We are in that now moment where your life is at stake. Your light and your wisdom and your integrity will never be conferred upon you without you consciously seeking to be reinstated as an intelligence of existence, not just as a black person or a white person or a man or this or that or the other. For there is that part of you which is man, womb, man, both and neither, because you are an intelligence of existence and need to function intelligently as a being in existence for the perpetuation of life itself, light itself, wisdom itself, and truth. And where you do not have that commitment, then you will have continued disease and sickness. You will have continued confusion. You will have continued fear and doubt and lack and all of those things in which you run to your churches and your scriptures so that you will have refuge from that. And they have not been adequate refuge because your body is the temple of God and you have allowed the thieves to come in and rob the temple of its integrity, of its intelligence, of its minerals, of its life force. And then we applaud these same corporate deities of death for rechanneling some of this money that they have robbed the people from with the perpetuation of their cigarettes and alcohol and sodas and candy and chocolate and all of the things, so that we have entertainment and arts, the arts of dysfunction, distortion. We are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence, and it is our time to stand in the light and the truth. Your indoctrination, your studies will not really do you as well as if you took the time to cleanse and purify and renew the integrity of the intelligence of your own being with each and every breath, with every heartbeat, and everything that you do. And calling for the ability to do that which is in your own best interest. Every now and again, we should hold ourselves still to consider exactly where we are in the light of intelligence, in the love of all of life, and to look ourselves in the eyes every day in a way that allows us to perceive the phenomenalness of being directly, for every eye is an eye of the absolute. Every eye that sees, sees because it is an eye of the absolute. Every eye through every creature, through every being throughout this place is a point and part of the personification of the intelligence of existence. And we were told not to kill. So killing and feeding off of the flesh of that which has been killed and bringing beings into this world so that they can rot in your intestines is part of the bastardization process that is going on, that has turned our mothers and fathers into rapists and molesters of their own children, that has put us in positions where generations are in darkness. We are in that now moment where your life is at stake. Your light and your wisdom and your integrity will never be conferred upon you without you consciously seeking to be reinstated as an intelligence of existence, not just as a black person or a white person or a man or this or that or the other. For there is that part of you which is man, womb, man, both and neither, because you are an intelligence of existence and need to function intelligently as a being in existence for the perpetuation of life itself, light itself, wisdom itself, and truth. And where you do not have that commitment, then you will have continued disease and sickness. You will have continued confusion. You will have continued fear and doubt and lack and all of those things in which you run to your churches and your scriptures so that you will have refuge from that. And they have not been adequate refuge because your body is the temple of God and you have allowed the thieves to come in and rob the temple of its integrity, of its intelligence, of its minerals, of its life force. And then we applaud these same corporate deities of death for rechanneling some of this money that they have robbed the people from with the perpetuation of their cigarettes and alcohol and sodas and candy and chocolate and all of the things, so that we have entertainment and arts, the arts of dysfunction, distortion. We are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence, and it is our time to stand in the light and the truth of that which is. We are in that now moment of time that requires us to stand on behalf of light, on behalf of wisdom, on behalf of life, on behalf of truth, on behalf of the exaltation and the glory of all of the lineages that we represent. The Creator is the totality of all there is as existence itself. And we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of its presence. Do not think that you can escape the cleansing or the purification, because the earth will experience hers and we will be shaken to our foundations. All of what has allowed you to be distracted in terms of not valuing your own breath and heart be removed from you, so that you have no excuse as to why you cannot rejoice in the blessing of your being when you have taken yourselves, your lives, and the lives of everything and everybody else for granted for so very long. Don't feel no way about cleaning yourselves up, because when it comes time to make transition from this place, everything that you've done on your own behalf is recorded. And everything that you would not do and how you fought and how you acted as if you didn't hear the truth, it's also recorded. You need to be recognizable by your true spiritual family, not the ones that you opened a book and you decided you was going to be this thing or that thing, but according to the intelligence of the existence that we have been facilitated into this life to serve. You are in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you and calling you forward. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and we want to thank you for being right where you are for right now, and thank you for all of the works that you're doing. This is a calling up. I mean, there are all of you out there. You do something for somebody. There's hardly a woman anywhere, man. We are serving somebody somewhere. The issue for us now is coming to a point where we're able to pool our resources, knowing that we are the greatest resource that we could possibly have, and come to that level of commitment to move into a whole new quality of thought. And I've asked to be able to reach people. I've asked to be able to be inspirational. I've asked to be in the hearts and the minds and the souls in a way that will be edifying and enriching, not just as a businesswoman, but in terms of who we are as sisters and brothers together. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to give us that opportunity to truly become more unified, more edified as a community. And that community is made up of people of all walks of life, all manners of experience, all different beliefs and religious affiliations and whatnot, socioeconomic conditions and states of wellness and well-being and distortion and light. We are all here on this spaceship Mother Earth, and it is our time to come to that point where we can truly begin to relax a bit, to relax. Because it's only in that state of relaxation, it's only when you take the time to be still, to breathe, and to really, really feel the blessing that it is to be a living, breathing, thinking intelligence of existence. It's in those moments that you get the insight that you've asked for, those moments that you get the solutions to the problems that you've been praying on. It's in those moments that you get revelation, that you get all manners of ideas and creativity. So don't think that these people have given you the proper model of how to be in the world, because they have not. They have put you in a position where you feel as though unless you're slaving, you're not doing anything. And then we pass those values on to our own people. He ain't doing it. He ain't doing it. You don't know what people be doing. The issue is are we thinking? Are we really thinking? Because there is nowhere in the world that we will ever come to. Nowhere beyond the world. Where our thoughts don't take us. And it is based upon the quality of the thought that changes the quality of the life. So if you're looking for a life change, then you have to change your thought. And what predicates the quality of the thought is the clarity of the bloodstream. And so we may be in need of a true blood transfusion. If you are feeling blocked, if you're feeling like your obstacles are greater than your blessings, if you haven't really taken the time to look into your own eyes and hold yourself still and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. We have to do it for ourselves. It's good to have somebody else that says, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, baby, love you, love you, love you, love you. But when you look into your own eyes, for those of you who are able to do it now. For those of you who can feel the spirit of it, do it now. Let us all say right now where we are, I love you, I love you. 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 Have you asked the Creator to really let you know how much it loves you? Every time you lift up your own voice and say, I love you, who do you think you're speaking from? When you say I anything, it is the presence and the intelligence of the absolute that is there first. You cannot even begin to form a word, form a thought, have an inclination, a desire, an intent, an instinct, or anything without the Creator's intelligence and presence being there first. So when we talk about I love you, we're talking about the relationship that we have with life itself. We're talking about the intelligence of our own being. So when you look into your own eyes, realize the Creator is there and let the Creator know that you love it. Say, I love you. I love you. Why? Because there is nobody who can love you greater than the intelligence of your own being. There is nobody who can embrace you with all of those things that you think are faults and flaws. These are the things that you've come into the world to work on, to raise up with, to challenge, to get over, to get beyond, to get through it. And if you didn't have it, then what would you be doing? Would you be soaring? Would you be flying? Would you be bungee jumping off of cliffs and things? Would you be at the bottom of oceans? I mean, people are doing all kinds of things in this world. And they don't have an I can't do this mentality. They do whatever the hell they want to do. when they want to do it. And they may have to practice. They may have to take classes. They may have to budget. They may have to save some money. When they say, look, I'm leaving America and I'm going to Christmas Island. Don't you know these white boys get their money together? They work 3-4 jobs. And they save money. They invest money. They play to whatever. And they get up and get out of here and live on Christmas Island with all them crabs. And y'all sitting there acting like y'all can't go down the street. Y'all can't come here and give y'all pledges. I'm telling you, the intelligence of our being and the intelligence of all of existence itself knows how to perpetuate itself. That means that when we take the time individually and collectively to harmonize ourselves with the love of our being, with the love of existence, with the love of being itself in every being, then we are taking time to participate with the infinitude of existence in the perpetuation of existence. And this is what you and I are purposed here to do. Regardless of what jobs you work for, regardless of how much money you have, this is not about money. This is not about money. This is about the openness of your soul and your spirit. This is about you taking the dive, the challenge to fly in this day and time. This is about you coming to a point where you accept no limitations. There are no bounds to your spirit. There is nowhere where you cannot go. You have opportunity to do whatever it is you would love to do, but you have to take the time to acknowledge the intelligence of your being. You have to take the time to love it, to reverence it, to appreciate it, to respect it. You cannot keep disrespecting yourself and think that your life is going to be beautiful. You can't keep defiling the intelligence of your own being and expect that everything is just going to flow. No, you're going to be caught up. Amelika and I were in the rubber raft with a couple of brothers years ago, 20-some years ago, right? And we were rafting down the Chattahoochee. And the brothers were like working, trying to coordinate those strokes. Oh, they working. Europeans went by us and they said, hey, y'all worked real hard to get over to those rocks. Y'all got to learn how to relax and flow with the current of existence. And that current is penetrating every atom and every cell of your being right now. With each and every breath we take, with every step that we make, the presence of the intelligence of existence itself is our everything. It is the foreground and the background. It is the foundation. It is the height. It is the smallest point of existence that they say is quantum, but it is the presence of the absolute, and that presence is absolutely intelligent, and it knows what to do. And so if you have dis-ease, if you feel financially limited, whatever your issue is, acknowledge the truth of your being. I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of an absolute and eternal presence. And that presence is filling every atom and every cell of my being. There is no separation between us because I have my whole being in it. And everywhere I am always surrounded in the intelligence of existence. There is nowhere I can go where it is not. There is nothing that I see that is not witness and testimony and manifestation of its own intelligence. We live in a paradise. The earth is a paradise producing whatever it is we need to maintain and sustain a physical existence. She has never died. And she dwells as a cell within the body of an absolute and eternal presence that is absolute and eternal, beginningless and endless. There was no creator of the creator. The presence and the intelligence of existence has always existed and will always exist. And that is what animates us. So understand that the conspiracy of the corporate deities of death to make sure that you function as an oppressed person, the conspiracies of the corporate deities of death to make sure that your bloodstream is defiled. What happens? Decades of having a defiled bloodstream. Your heart becomes diseased. Do you think you can love fully with a diseased heart? And don't you know that if you put forth the effort to love and you say love and you feel love and you try to give love and you raise up with love, that love will heal your diseased heart? This is not rocket science. Life itself is a perfect art and a perfect science, and beauty is an inherent part of it. Perfection is an inherent part of it. But if you ignore it and act like the wicked ones have greater power than the intelligence of existence, then yes, you are going to suffer because you are dealing with illusion and lies. And you cannot live your life thriving, striving, rising, exalted, dealing with the petty, goddamn going thoughts of people who have not even considered how law really works. While they're calling out and clamoring, law and order, law and order. And these people are the most lawless, wicked, disrespectful, disobedient little boys on the dang-gone planet. And we need to just kick them off the dang-gone playground. Don't think mama ain't gonna do it. It's time to go now, Georgie. And the rest of them. It's time for us to realize that there is a real eye, one eye, an absolute eye that sees through each of us. That the intelligence of existence that is permeating every being deserves its right to be as intelligent as it is. And this is what liberation is. This is not about the intellectualization of and the philosophizing of a movement gone wrong. This is about our understanding that there is absolute truth that governs everything, and that those truths, the foundation, it is the height, it is the smallest point of existence that they say is quantum, but it is the presence of the absolute, and that presence is absolutely intelligent, and it knows what to do. And so if you have dis-ease, if you feel financially limited, whatever your issue is, acknowledge the truth of your being. I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of an absolute and eternal presence. And that presence is filling every atom and every cell of my being. There is no separation between us because I have my whole being in it. And everywhere I am always surrounded in the intelligence of existence. There is nowhere I can go where it is not. There is nothing that I see that is not witness and testimony and manifestation of its own intelligence. We live in a paradise. The earth is a paradise, producing whatever it is we need to maintain and sustain a physical existence. She has never died. And she dwells as a cell within the body of an absolute and eternal presence that is absolute and eternal, beginningless and endless. There was no creator of the creator. The presence and the intelligence of existence has always existed and will always exist. And that is what animates us. So understand that the conspiracy of the corporate deities of death to make sure that you function as an oppressed person, the conspiracies of the corporate deities of death to make sure that your bloodstream is defiled. What happens? Decades of having a defiled bloodstream. Your heart becomes diseased. Do you think you can love fully with a diseased heart? And don't you know that if you put forth the effort to love, and you say love, and you feel love, and you try to give love, and you raise up with love, that love will heal your diseased heart? This is not rocket science. Life itself is a perfect art and a perfect science, and beauty is an inherent part of it. Perfection is an inherent part of it. But if you ignore it and act like the wicked ones have greater power than the intelligence of existence, then yes, you are going to suffer because you are dealing with illusion and lies. And you cannot live your life thriving, striving, rising, exalted, dealing with the petty, goddamn going thoughts of people who have not even considered how law really works. While they're calling out and clamoring, law and order, law and order. And these people are the most lawless, wicked, disrespectful, disobedient little boys on the dang-gone planet. And we need to just kick them off the dang-gone playground. Don't think mama ain't gonna do it. It's time to go now, Georgie. And the rest of them, it's time for us to realize that there is a real eye, one eye, an absolute eye that sees through each of us. That the intelligence of existence that is permeating every being deserves its right to be as intelligent as it is. And this is what liberation is. This is not about the intellectualization of and the philosophizing of a movement gone wrong. This is about our understanding that there is absolute truth that governs everything, and that those truths are part of the inherent love that the Creator has for itself, manifesting through the infinitude of creatures and places and planets, that everything is held according to that law. That is the manifestation of the love of the Creator unto us, so that we know that if we do this, 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 and this, if we love the Creator, we love the intelligence of our being with our whole body, heart, mind, and soul, that we honor the legacy of the lineages. And say, honor your mother and your father, honor the legacy of the lineages that you represent. Honor them. Keep your temple clean. They say cleanliness is next to godliness. That don't mean you put all of the flesh of pigs and chickens in your body and keep your house immaculate. The place where your things are stored, it means that in order to truly ascend into the state and the estate of God and Goddesshood as a conceptualization and realization of the truth of one's being, your bloodstream has to be clean, because its spirit dwells in the blood. It says the life is in the blood. And people may feel like, okay, well, this sister's going on and on and on. She'd be going on and on all the time. But understand, you get what you ask for. And if you ask for light, there's no way for you to settle for darkness. If you ask for love, there's no way for you to settle for hatred. If you ask for wealth, there's no way for you to be an impoverished spirit. Our people are devastated from the inside out. That's why there's so much impoverishment. Otherwise, when you live upon a planet that is surrounded in the heavens of existence, and it is completely animated as a living being, and she is completely self-healing, completely self-regenerating, and supplying all of our material needs and the building blocks, the essentials, the elements that we need in order to really be the conduits and the vehicles and vessels of the currency of existence itself with our very breath and heartbeat. This thing we're living in is absolutely divine, baby. It is absolutely divine. But if you are not willing to accept the truth of your being as divine, then you will not live the divine life. And the divine life is about asking and having it given. The divine life is about living a life where you are not worried and you're not stressed. How are you going to be stressed when you realize that the Creator is a totality of all there is as existence itself, and there is nothing working against you? Everything is about how you think, thinking about it. It's not about entertaining other people's thoughts, but you can really begin to embrace the truth that comes to you through all of the mediums of expression that the Creator expresses itself to you. You get inspiration just from being in a state of adoration for the beauty of the day. And when you begin to perceive that everything is your teacher, the mountains are showing you how to stand in their majesty, in your majesty. The trees are showing you how to be life-giving. Even though you may be stationary, that you still have the ability to move and to sway and to have your play in the day. It is our time to realize that the waters are self-cleansing and healing, and we have the ability to flow, and we have the power of the ocean with us, in us. It is our time to accept that this divinity that totally encompasses us deserves our respect, and understand that we cannot come to that point of liberation without acknowledging it and its law and its order, and taking it as medicine for ourselves. This is our healing. You can't keep focusing on them. Turn them goddamn gone people off and to Tune in to the beauty of each moment. Don't wait till you're next to your last breath and heartbeat because you done worked your whole life away. I'm trying to get 30 years in. These people may not be around another 5 years for you to finish that. We living on serious times here. Loving is one of our greatest blessing opportunities. And when you feel depth of love, it is your healing. Every utterance that comes from us has an effect upon us. It works to make us whole, or it serves to deplete us at some level. So what we have to realize in our thinking, in our speaking, in our doing, that there is no way to be unaffected by what it is you're thinking. There is no way to be unaffected by what it is you're saying. There is no way that the intelligence of existence is not always working, whether you are conscious of it or not. I'm calling you to become conscious of it and to care, to love, to release. Anger is not going to win this for us. I sat with the body of one of my brothers who hung himself because he didn't want to participate in life. This thing changed my life. And as I watched the blood and saw the blood and the dirt still in the back of his locks, I prayed over that brother's body. And I made commitments that I would never be so busy that I could not pay attention to the calls of desperation, to the lack of inspiration, to that which puts us in the position where we will forfeit our rights to participate as divine beings because we pay so much attention to these people and their stupidity that it robs us of our delight, it robs us of our love, it robs us of our rejoicing, it robs us of that which is ours by birthright, the right to be. The right to love, the right to know, the right to be right. I've been with my elders, and I'm telling you, our elders are having a hard time doing what is right. And their bones are degenerating, their hips are being destroyed from the acid in their bones, in their bloodstream, because they will not give up the flesh of those goddamn gone dead animals. Not being able to respond to what is correct is not a blessing for us. Not being able to do that which is in our own best interest is not a blessing unto us. It is something that we have to strive. We have to work. We have to make commitments to be able to do that which is in our own best interest, because you will never mature otherwise. Maturity is the function of consistently doing that which is in your own best interest over time. And when you have consistently done all of the things that these people licensed you to do in the civil rights to be wicked, you've aged and you're deteriorating and you're dying. You did not mature. You did not come into wisdom. You didn't come into light. You didn't come into power. You didn't come into potency. You had a good time with your wine, your tobacco, your cigarettes and alcohol and your wild nights that you don't tell nobody about because you done got too old, and we act like old people was always old. They wasn't old. They was doing all kinds of things, just like y'all doing all kinds of things. But we're at that point now. It's time to rejoice in our living. It's time to want to be correct. There is no way for you to be denied your fun, because life is a thrilling thing. Love is a thrilling thing. I am thrilled, okay? Absolutely thrilled in knowing that you and I have this opportunity to truly rejoice in the blessing of our breath and our heartbeat and the connections that we've made over these times. If you just take time and realize that everyone who's loved you, everyone who's lifted you, everyone who's laughed with you, everyone who's supported you, everyone who's comforted you, wherever they are somewhere, and we are all still sharing this now moment of eternity. There is no separation really between us. It doesn't matter how many years it's been. I ain't seen my baby's daddy in 20 years. My baby's daddy lives right here in my heart. And wherever he is, there's a relationship that we have. Wherever you are,
there's a relationship and a connection that we have to each other and to all of life itself. And that connection is to be strengthened as the tree's roots go beneath the earth's surface and connect with each other. They help hold the earth together. That's why when they bulldoze the trees, the earth gives way. And you and I have to begin to hold hands and roots just like that. Wherever we are, right in this now moment, by sharing the rituals of existence, which starts with each and every breath. We cannot be separated. Everything that we do affects each other. The greater you do that which is in your best interest, the greater it's done to you and for you. Life is perfectly lawful. And it's a beautiful thing. And we want to open up our hearts by really, really affirming love. I love you. You have to say it for yourself and say it to everybody else. Don't let people in your life go without you letting them know. My children, every time we have a conversation, I love you. I love you. And it's been like that for years. There is not one time we don't talk and they do not say I love you to me. They always say I love you. Because you never know when the last time is going to be. You take it for granted that you've got decades. You may not have a week. You may not have two. You don't know when the last time you'll see people that you love. Love them now. And love yourself fully and stop playing games with eternity, okay? This is no joke. Y'all want to be deep in everything, but you want to still be toxic. And that toxicity is what's creating the inconsistency, the hypocrisy, the contradiction, the lack of clarity. Who's to say what the truth is? The person who seeks the truth, who has found the truth, who has internalized the truth, who lives the truth, knows the truth. And it don't matter where you are on the planet. Those who seek the truth, they come to the same point of knowing, acknowledging each other as living beings, respecting each other, giving to each other. Don't matter where you go in the world. But it is as a result of the violation of other species that we are dealing with. The bird flu virus and SARS and all of these respiratory things, because you're breathing in all of this feces that's being blown through the air because you got millions and millions of animals that you're raising to serve their flesh and bones and blood to other people. This stuff has to stop. I am at a point where I am so filled and so full, the tears are just rolling down my cheeks. And I ain't afraid to say it's okay. Connection. That we, because this thing, if you can't feel it, sometimes you need to feel something. That's how come some people got to get slapped all around, because it's like you dance so hard as you don't feel a goddamn thing. It's shaking them up. You got to be slammed up against the wall for you feel something. Our lives are the greatest blessing and gift that we could ever have. And our sharing our lives in their beauty, our sharing our lives in the depths of what it is to be alive, our sharing this now moment of eternity to witness the karmic debt, to see what happens when the storms blow and the hurricanes, to let you know we are as vulnerable as ants in the anthill here. I don't care how much polished wood, metal, and stone. The earth will grow over everything here in a little bit of time. It'll be like a callus or a bunion on her foot, okay? The whole planet and the whole populace of 6 billion people being out of order. So we who are here on this North American continent are some of the most gifted people, the most educated, the most resourceful, the most privileged. And it is our privilege to live. It is our privilege to breathe. And it is our privilege to come into the quality of light that will allow us to serve the hunger and the thirst of the people. But if you will not take the time to be still, take the time to cleanse, take the time to recommit yourself so that you can truly be yourself, give your gifts, stand in your light, love your husband and your wife, serve your children, be in the fullness of what it is to be the man, the progenitor of lineages of people, and the wombed man, the perpetuator of lineages of people. And take control of your families, your love relationships, your marriage, and your children. This is our time. If you won't do it now, then when will you? I'm asking you to love your life, to serve life, because life serves you uninterruptedly 24 hours a day with each and every breath and every heartbeat. And WRFG is here for you 24 hours, 7 days a week, with every breath that you take and every heartbeat. And we need to share the love of conscious responsibility in being able to respond to what the need is in our now moment. And our need is for us to bind together and to create a force of love and a force of light that can be felt all around the world through our arts and our talents and our skills and our abilities and our lyrics and our poetry and our music and all of the things that God has gifted us, so that we can truly stand in the light of liberation, because its intelligence has been completely freed to be as intelligent as it is. If you know anybody who is articulating a greater plan of resurrection, who is able to articulate more simply than I'm able to articulate what is needed now, tell them to call me at 678-760-9299 so that we can get together, if you and I can. Because there's a work to be done, and I'm not here to just be making money and doing things. I'm here to serve the purposes of resurrection and to stand on behalf of the light of intelligence for all orders of existence itself. I'm here to encourage you, to inspire you, to help in giving you a little bit more love. More love, because it's what we need to make us strong. Our healing, our wholeness, our happiness, our wealth, and our power. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adonai.